Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Once again, on behalf of all Chinese devotees, we wish you and everyone here a happy and prosperous Chinese New Year.
虔诚的降服在 Bhagavan Baba 的莲花足下，亲爱的 Bhagavan 兄弟姐妹们，恭祝大家新年快乐，猴年大吉，恭喜发财，心想事成，万事如意。
Swami, with your permission, the first item for today is the chanting of Da Bei Zhou, or the Great Compassion Mantra, led by devotees from Jakarta, Indonesia.
亲爱的 Swami, 今天的第一个节目是颂赞大悲咒，由来自印尼耶加达的信徒领导。
这来这来我
Brothers and sisters, the Chinese New Year celebrations in Prashanti were started in 1997 under the leadership of Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran and have been blessed by Swami on every occasion. Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran is the chairman of Zone 4 countries, namely Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Myanmar, Nepal, Bhutan, and the Philippines. Now we shall invite him to deliver his speech.
在兄弟姐妹，在Swami的加持和V.K. Ravindran 医生的领导下。 来自世界各地的华人，以1997年开始在白善地庆祝农历新年。 V.K. Ravindran 医生是第四期国家及新加坡、马来西亚、印尼、文莱、泰国、柬埔寨、寮国、越南、缅甸、尼泊尔。 不丹和菲律宾的主席，现在我们邀请 V.K. Ravindran 医生致辞。
I offer my humble pranams to the lotus feet of dear Lord Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, let me welcome you to this year's Chinese New Year celebration. At the outset, let me convey my love and greetings to my brothers and sisters from the various countries who have come to celebrate the Chinese New Year. This is an occasion that all Chinese must come together in unity so that the world over will know what's happening in Prashanti Nilayam. Swami has given us a lot of love. I still remember the days when Swami used to greet most of the Chinese ladies and men. And Swami used to have a number of interviews with some of you. And you have been so lucky because Swami has blessed all of you. Without blessings of Swami, you cannot be here. Understand that. It is His blessing that has made you come here. Because just as you well know the Chinese tradition, we have to respect our elders. Same time, that's the reason why the Chinese New Year is special for the Chinese. It's a spring festival, a festival mainly in China, but in all other countries, the Chinese people gather together in the first reunion dinner. The day prior to Chinese New Year, this is on the 7th of February, all the Chinese on the various cities will just leave the cities and go to the villages to be with their parents, their grandparents, their granduncles, etc. That is something which we must copy. We must realize one thing. Swami has always blessed us. And for all of you, and to all of you, let me wish you Kong Hee Fa Chai. You saw yesterday's program, how it went. And I'm sure all of you would agree with me that it was a wonderful program. We had two speeches, a great speech by Brother Billy Fong, and also the second speech by Alvin. Now, I'm not here to take much of your time. Nevertheless, I must say a few things which is important. First of all, as I said earlier, this year is the Chinese New Year where we say this is the year of the monkey. The monkey, what does it represent? It represents integrity, represents comradeship, is full of love. It runs here and there, but within that person, he has a metallic personality. So we are all. Some of you are born in this period of time, but I was born as a horse, and that's why they tell me, Ravi, you are too fast in everything, in eating, in speaking, in walking. As someone remarked just now, we have had celebrations from 1998 when I was Central Coordinator. Swami blessed me, and since then Swami has been with us. But I cannot forget one particular event which occurred just in 2012. In 2012, change happened to be on the 7th of February. On the 6th was the Buddhist mantras by the Tibetan Buddhists led by Captain Ong of Singapore. On the 4th, Swami and asked me, what is for Chinese New Year? And I told him everything. Swami, please bless us, Swami. Please come. And he said, yes. But on the 6th, when the Buddhists were chanting, Swami did not come. And the next day was ours, on the 7th. Myself, with about 15 children, were at Yajur Mandir out there. And we waited from 4 o'clock. I told the children, let us all chant the Gayatri Mantra. We chanted till 6:30. Time went on. I look at my watch. It's 6:30. Any time the bell will go and arati will be taken. Thank God. At that moment, lo and behold, the doors opened. Swami looked at me and smiled. And he said, go. And that's how we brought Swami with the children towards the podium. We were very happy. All was ready for the program. Quite a big program. Swami came, and Brother Billy held Swami's hand to light the light. The lighting ceremony over, Swami went on enjoying the bhajans. Went on, 2, 3, 4. And then I was sitting at this, on the other side, and I thought he looked at me, but actually was looking at the priest. He said like that, I was about to stand up, then the Sevadar said, please sit down. And then Adi was taken. Many of them were disappointed. Swami left the scene. But how blessed we are. The Chinese people who came on 2012 are the blessed Lord, because despite Swami's illness, he came to see you. You understand? I was there, and I and Billy Fong was there. And how Swami blessed all of you like this. He blessed all of you. And he left. Though many were disappointed that the program did not go on, I, in my heart, I was saying, thank you, Swami. Thank you. You came and you blessed your Chinese side devotees. I was very happy. And therefore, that's how it's all going for the last so many years after Swami left his mortal coil. The Chinese, first, especially Malaysia, who has taken the lead, followed by Indonesia, and Singapore to an extent, and the rest of the countries. I'm very happy today that Taiwan is also here, Thailand is also here, and especially Australia is here. There are many other Chinese in San Francisco. I've been to all these countries and I've seen lots of Chinese. But they have not, but they have it, the celebration out there in London, in San Francisco, they have the Chinese New Year celebrations. So therefore, let us thank Swami for giving us the opportunity to celebrate the Chinese New Year. Jai Ram. Let me just tell you a story. Many of you wonder why you are here. Are you here for a purpose? You have come to see Swami. Swami lived here for more than 60 years. He has given lectures and lectures. And he said, I have been talking and talking, and I see no change in any one of you. What does that mean? You are the messengers of Swami. You are the legacies of Swami. You have to do your work, carry on the mission of Swami. It's very important for us to understand that Swami, in all blessedness, has given us this opportunity to serve Him. But sisters, time has come for us to wake up and carry on the mission as messengers of Sai. as an offering to Swami's 90th birthday celebration, Zone 4 countries had undertaken many activities. As a chairman of the countries, I must at least tell you how they prepared themselves to carry out this seva activities. And you'll be surprised the activities carried out by the countries, by the following countries. Malaysia has released the book, are going to release the book, Social Action Initiative, which will be dealt soon. The SSIO, the Satisa International Organization of Malaysia, launched a social action initiative called SAI, Social Action Initiative, in conjunction with Bhagwan Baba's 90th birthday. Many programs were carried out, but 23 programs were carried out. Time does not allow me to tell you all that, but this book, not all may get it, doesn't matter, but it will be available. One of the things that I have noticed is the self-transfer program that was initiated by Brother Billy Fong in Malaysia, and it spread to various countries in his region. And 56 groups have been identified, and they are on this transformation program. Actually, it is actually about the 9-point code of conduct. It's very important to understand 9-point conduct. If you're a member of the SAI organization, you must follow the 9-point code of conduct. The second one that I would like to say is about the animal care. 977 animals were provided with surgeries and subsequent medical treatment. Eye screening camps. 52 locations for eye treatment was carried out throughout the country. A total of 112 cataract surgeries were performed during this period. Blood donation was in the region of 7,682 pints of blood by the SAI organization and released to the general hospitals in Malaysia. Tree planting, 6,419 trees were planted at various locations in the country in Malaysia. Then we have the VIP, which means values, innocence, purity. This is mainly meant for the teen youth girls, but the need for them to be pure in every sense, but that morality is most important as a lady. I will also make note here that Malaysia will be building 27 houses and a community center in Nepal, which had a recent earthquake, and many buildings were damaged. Many people, victims, are there in tents even still. The government is not taking much attention to this. So we have taken this initiative, and Malaysia is one of them. All our countries in our zone have taken a number of houses to build in Nepal. We then come to the next country, which is Singapore. They have done a commendable cross-border seva, meaning they have gone to Laos, not to the cities in Laos, but to the interior of Laos, going about 6 hours of drive into the outskirts of Laos, and they carried out medical camps and also built toilets, sanitation toilets. Nepal, all of you will know that Nepal had an earthquake which was in Kathmandu. Actually, it's about a few miles off Kathmandu, but Kathmandu faced enough destruction. And the rebuilding process is now on, and they are doing very well. It is important to note that the ISSC, the Institute of Satisai Education in Nepal, and the Satisai School was not damaged by the earthquake. There are 207 centers in Nepal, and none of the centers were damaged completely. About 4 to 5 centers were damaged partially, and they have already done the work. What's more important is the sevaks of Nepal rose to occasion, and they went with water, with food, and and served 5,000 to 7,000 people in Kathmandu and various parts of the hilly regions of Kathmandu. So seva went on very well. The soup kitchen, etc. Water projects, etc. Now, coming back to Laos. Laos recently built a wonderful synthesized school, well recognized by the government agencies, and today it is splashed all over the national newspapers, and many dignitaries have come to visit the site school. In this connection, I would like to tell you a short story about the site school. This is a message which I received this morning from Laos, from Brother Avi Sarkar. A young boy in the site school was given a photo of Swami. When the school closed at about 4 p.m., they went back home, and the boy left it on his table, did his studies, went to sleep. Next morning, he was amazed to see that Baba's picture with his hand in that posture, but there was Vibhuti falling down from there. So miracles are happening all over the world. Please understand, the cosmic form of Swami is with us, within us. We must realize that Swami is here. The very presence of this Sai Krumad Hall will speak volumes of how Swami came through here, along with many of us have been here to see Swami, how Swami blessed all of us. Well, Indonesia is a country that has got a lot of work, but I also would like to allude to the talk given by Alvin yesterday with regard to the Tacloban. The Typhoon Haiyan came and destroyed the entire northern islands facing the Pacific Ocean. And the main island affected was the Leyte Island, and which Tacloban was a city. So we went out there. I joined the International Medical Service and helped them. And then we had subsequently 4 medical camps on 4 occasions, and we saw under 1,800 patients. To be very frank with you, medical service in those islands are very meager. But what did we achieve? Thanks to Indonesia and some of us, we established a Sati Sai clinic and a maternity home. And that is it's about a year now. And we already seen 3,000 patients a month. For the whole of last year was 3,600 patients are treated free of charge. The maternity home delivered 300 a year, again free of charge. And all these people come, they are very poor. They can't even afford to go from the village to Tacloban city because of the cost of travel. Heart surgeries were identified and again was attended to by my brother Danish of Indonesia. Cataract surgery was done for 17 patients, that is 34 eyes was carried out. Let me talk about Jakarta. The cornea, the eye transplant project was taken up by Indonesia. So far, 21 surgeries have been carried out. And this is in collaboration with the SSIO of Sri Lanka. And the Sri Lankan bank was with us all through, and eyes were flown from Sri Lanka to Jakarta with the support of the Sri Lankan Sai brothers. We have yet another achievement in Indonesia, that is the Sathya Sai mobile clinic. Just as you see the mobile clinic out there behind you, we have 2 buses in Jakarta, and they have served for the last 2 years 35,000 patients by 6 doctors in total and 7 paramedics. Clinic Anabangsa, which was inaugurated when I was there, is a free clinic. And doctors come freely to give free medical service. And we have seen something like 24,000 patients by 9 doctors for the last 1 year. What are free surgeries? Cataracts, cleft palate, hearing implant, tumor in the abdomen, fixation of fractures. All these were carried out at the clinic. Then recently, Brother Danish tells me he has launched a healing room for cancer patients, diabetic patients and stroke patients using stem cell technology. In the field of education, I would say Indonesia is way ahead. Why? The government has taken on itself to carry the SSE, the Sethi Human Values Program, to all schools in Indonesia. Please, they deserve applause. Thank you. The model school is in San Taledan, which is in Bogor, about 60 miles from Jakarta. And I've been there about 4 times now. And what I see is all Muslim children, all with tudu, etc., but completely following our syllabus, silent sitting, activities, etc. It's a pleasure to watch the Muslim children following Swami's rules. To help out with the Nepal earthquake victims, Indonesia is building 20 houses and a community center. May I just talk to you about miracles galore? Not only here in India, various parts of India I've heard, various parts of Malaysia I've heard, Australia I've heard. Let me just tell you what happened in our own city. Many devotees and centers are experiencing miracles, manifestation of vibhuti, honey, or in many places. In Malaysia, in a Chinese center, fragrant oil is pouring out from the padukas. A small linga, when placed in a bowl of water, emits energy which makes the water swirl around. The fragrant oil and the linga water have cured many people of the illnesses. Brothers, sisters, I know time is running out. I must stop short here. And in conclusion, let me ask you a question. We always sing, we always tell or pray to Swami and say, we love you, Swami. But on May 20th, 24th, 2000, Swami gave a discourse on how to become dear to the Lord. I may be near to the Lord. I was at his lotus feet for more than 18 years. Whether it was in Whitefield for Buddha Purnima or for the chancery here, I was at the Lord's feet. I was blessed to be at Swami's feet. And Swami has given me so much love. And just to tell you one incident before I sit down, the incident that happened on 21st of April, 2012, when Swami was in the hospital. I had an intuition. And I asked Danish, can you come along? Danish came with me. We came here. 2 days later, I was told, Swami has left mortal coil. I was here as a witness, seeing Swami lying in state. It is, brothers and sisters, the mortal body has left Swami, but the cosmic Swami is here with us. Remember that. Pray to him. He is with you. Let me end with a quotation. He who speaks and conducts himself, judging properly the situation, circumstances, without wounding or hurting others, without himself being hurt in the process, such a one is wise and dear to me. I'll read that once again. He who speaks and conducts himself well, judging properly the situation, circumstances, without wounding or hurting others, without himself being hurt in the process, such a one is wise and dear to me. Swami has transcended the physical form, brothers and sisters. Love being his form, he is present everywhere in love, with love. Become bonded to this love and strengthen your spirit, for this will lead to us to the pure bliss of non-duality, that I and you are one, that we are not different. You are children of God. Jai Sai Ram.
Before I take my seat, it is my pleasure to welcome Brother Mahendran, who is the President of the Central Council of Certified International Organization of Malaysia, to come forward and release the book called Social Action Initiative at the feet of Bhagwan. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters. Chong Yi Fa Choy, Sairam.
Now, for the next item, there will be a presentation of Chinese New Year songs by the Sai Sisters from Lampung, Indonesia.
接下来的节目是由来自印度尼西亚 Lampung 的赛姐妹为大家呈现新年歌曲。
Introduce our speaker for the day. She is Justice Isabella Chu from Hong Kong. Justice Isabella only came to know Swami in 2014 after his Mahasamadhi, but soon became involved in Seva as a coordinating committee member and assistant Seva coordinator in the operation of the Hong Kong Satya Sai Center. She is also actively involved in the Seva activities in the first Sai Center in China. She was a practicing lawyer for 18 years before she was appointed as a deputy judge in 2013. With Swami's blessings, just before Baba's birthday in 2014, she was appointed as a permanent judge by the Hong Kong Judiciary.
亲爱的赛兄弟姐妹，现在我将介绍来自香港的法官 Isabella Chu 赛姐。法官 Isabella 以2014年认识爸爸，即是在爸爸的肉身离开世间之后，此后他开始积极地参与香港赛中心的服务活动，并被委任为中心的服务职位。他也积极地参与在中国大陆的第一个赛中心的服务活动。在香港，在他成为律师18年后，以2013年他被委任为见习法官，在爸爸的加持下，以2014年爸爸的诞辰之前，他升任为香港的正式法官。
The ado, we now invite Sister Isabella Chu to deliver her speech.
Isabella Chu 赛姐，请。
My most humble bonans at the noted feast of our beloved Swami. My loving sairam to all respected elder.Dear brother and sister, Happy Chinese New Year. 新年快乐。Today, it is not only my many past life fortune, but because of the love and the grace of Swami, I can standing here for my second time to share my experience with all of you. I still recall my first timespeaking for the Swami was in 2013, 3 years ago, at one Sutherland camp in Hong Kong with the speaker of Dr. Sonam from Puttaparthi. On that day, Dr. Sonam spoke for the whole morning session. And suddenly, the Hong Kong Sai Center chairman just come out to make an announcement. And he said, we have to give a break to Dr. Sonam.And I decide to call out one very special Chinese girl who had just come to Swami after Mahasamadhi to share her experience. You know, at that moment, I said to Swami, "Oh no, please. I really want to hide myself. It's not even given me 1 minute to prepare who to speak in front of everybody. I'm so scared." Everyone just turned to me. "Isabella, it's you. Go." So I have no option and ran out to deliver my speech. And after my speech, everyone came to me and give me a really big hug with all the tears on their face. And they said to me the same thing. "Isabella, your talk was really wonderful. It's really touching our heart. We can feel the presence of Swami. We can feel all His love flow out of your speech. But honestly, I can't remember what was spoke in my speech. I only remember 2 sentences at the end." So I quickly took my little sister to the restroom, and then I asked my little sister what I have spoken in my speech. But she said to me she can't recall because she also very nervous for me. But at that moment, Swami really made me to understand one thing. No matter you haven't got any substance or content in your speech, it doesn't matter. You can touch the people, the heart and soul, for making them to feel the presence of Swami by only one thing. Only one thing. Unity with Swami. Merging with His vibration and energy, you can make it. Merging with the God vibration, you can done everything. Since then, whatever I got the chance to deliver the speech for Swami, I will only send one unique prayer to Swami, asking for His permission, for letting me to merge with Him, to carry all His vibration, not for myself, only for His work, touching the heart of the people. Only this thing. But later, Swami just made me know one more secret. I noticed that in my every speech, Swami will select a group of special devotees sitting here with me, listening to my speech. I still remember when I spoke last year in this Kuan Hall, Swami have arranged a special group of devotees sitting here, including my Seva teammate. And I know today you all is here with me. Actually, you all are my dear ones. I remember after I finished my speech last year, you all said to me one unique thing, the same thing. You all non-stop to send a prayer to Swami and book the coconut for my speech. And I still remember you all saying to me one thing. It's really make me all the tears for my face. When you see me stand up and walk in front of the Samadhi, and I not even open my mouth to make my speech, and all your eyes fill with the happy tear for me. Because you are feeling so happy and feeling so powerful for me. That is, I know, whatever I'm going to speak, you will say excellent and excellent. It's not because how good of my speech was. It's only because your love from your pure heart on me. Without any jealousy, without any condition attack, you only loving me as your real Sai family. That's what Swami said. That is the true divine pure love. The unity of the pure love between you and me actually had taken out your own divinity from your own heart and touching yourself. It's not because of my speech. What you say, everything you see from me is Swami. Everything you hear from me is Swami. And I still remember one Japanese devotee. He told me he don't understand English at all, but he can feel all the vibrations through me from Swami. Actually, that is your inner divine touching your own heart. That's the Swami. It's actually from yourself, merging with yourself. So, when I actually seeing the tear from your face, I also touching my deep heart and taking my divinity from myself. That's what Swami said. When there is a unity, there is a purity. When there is a purity, there is a divinity manifest. We can experience the omnipresence of Swami through the unity of our pure love without the physical form of Swami. I remember one beautiful incident. I traveled to Himalayan Mountain last year with my family and a group of Sai devotees. With the great blessing of Swami, we managed to conduct one Sai Grandma Saver at the 10,000 feet of the mountain. And we were all singing a Sai Bhajan and carry all the food item and blanket with the Swami photo and the vibhuti to distribute every family in the mountain. I remember when we reached one very small house in the mountain, there was one very old poor lady with all the dirty clothes. Very old lady, very poor. And we humbly to offer all the food item and the blanket, Swami vibhuti, and the picture to her. She was so touched and bending her little body and touching the feet of our team leader. And at this moment, my team leader humbly bending his body and touching the feet of this old lady and get the blessing from her. She was so surprised and with all the tears from her face. I think there's never have anybody to get the blessing and treating her as the goddess. She was so happy and so contented with all the tears from her face. But just at this moment, I have the Sai Dasan from this old lady's face with all the tears. I can really see Swami from her face. I can see Swami looking at me from her tearing eyes. And I can see Swami smiling to me from her happening face. The unity of our pure love without any discrimination actually have taken out all our own divinity from our own heart and touching ourselves and make us to feel the only presence of Swami within ourselves without the physical form of Swami. And on today, the auspicious occasion, I would also love to share one more experience to show the real presence of Swami. When I delivered the speech in the last year for the Chinese New Year program in this Kuan Hall, I remember 2 days before I delivered the speech, a Swami sent one beautiful Sai sister to visit me. She's sitting there with me today. She makes sure I'm all well for my speech. She taught me how to wear the sari, how to walk in front of the samadhi elegantly. And at last, she reminded me one thing. She said, Swami said, apart from the vibhuti, you have to put the kumkum on your forehead when you deliver the speech, emerging with Swami vibration. But at that time, I didn't have any kumkum with me. So I thought I just put the vibhuti with me. But on that evening, Dasan, my family member, Brother Reagan, come back from the Dasan and hand to me 2 special packets of vibhuti. And he said to me, Swami give you the vibhuti for your speech. I say, how come? And he said, after the evening Dasan, and he done the Padamaska in the Samadhi. And there's one senior elder from the Mandi welcomed the 4 Indian officers who stood in front of Father Reagan. And meanwhile, this elder asked Reagan, "Go together, go inside the Mandi." So he go together with the four Indian officers inside the Mandi. And this elder went at the back of the Swami altar and took a silver chain behind the Swami photo and distributed everyone 2 packets of vibhuti. So Brother Reagan on that night passed this 2 packets of vibhuti to me. When the vibhuti on my hand, I really feel the Swami vibration. My hands were shaking. And my family said to me, "You can use 1 packet of vibhuti for your speech, and you can give 1 packet of other vibhuti to your friend." Because at that time, I got 1 silver teammate who's suffering the cancer. Whenever I got a special vibhuti from Puttaparthi, I will just give to her. But I don't know why. At that moment, I got a very strong conviction, and I said to my family, "No, this 2 packet of vibhuti is given by Swami, not for myself, not for my friend, but for my speech, to carry his vibration to touching the heart and the soul of all his devotee." And I said to my family, "You open the packet, 1 packet is vibhuti, 1 packet is kom-kom." And then my family opened the packet. Yes, that is 1 packet of vibhuti and 1 packet of kom-kom. And Swami is really only present. He knows everything. But on that night, I got 1 question in my mind. Because since I only got 1 packet of vibhuti, I'm not sure whether I should share this packet of vibhuti to my friend who's suffering the cancer. So next day morning dusting, Swami knows I got a problem in my mind. After the wedding chanting, there's 1 lady come sit just behind me and press my shoulder. And I turned to her and she said to me, "I got 1 packet of vibhuti for you. Swami asked me to give this vibhuti to you because Swami know you got the friend who is now very ill, and Swami asked you to pass this packet to your friends." At that moment, all my tears from my face, I know Swami is really with me. And I quickly to send 1 senior prayer to Swami for asking his help for our Chinese New Year Bazaar. Because last year, as you remember, we prepared the Chinese Bazaar gold coin. On the day of my speech, all 10,000 gold coin still remanded by the custom in the airport. And I sent a prayer to Swami. I said to Swami, "Swami, I have 1 request from you. Only 1 request. If you're happy for my speech tonight, then you have to put all your basadam in the hand of all your devotees so that they can feel the presence and the love and the blessing from you. That's the only thing I want from you." Actually, on that afternoon, my saver team stationed in the airport to negotiate with the custom. And I tried to contact them, but they don't dare to answer my call because they were requested another 22 documents and certificates for releasing this chocolate prasadam. That is impossible for us to prepare the document. So my saver team, they just stationed in the airport. They just wait for my speech to be finished. And then they will inform me they will leave the airport without the chocolate prasadam. But you know what? Just after I finished my speech in the Kuan Hall, they received a call from the custom informing them that all 22 papers were exempted and all the kokon be relisted for them to carry back to Puttaparthi. So they have delivered all the chocolate prasadam back to Buddha Party in the midnight and disappeared at the last day of the Chinese New Year program on the holy first day last year. What a beautiful gift of Swami to us. And he answered our prayer at the best timing to show his omnipresence. And this year, with the Chinese blessing of Swami, we got another chance to prepare the prasadam. But of course, we don't dare to trouble Swami to deal with the custom again. But Swami indeed played a beautiful, beautiful lila. And this year, Swami chosen Badavegan to draw, actually Badavegan, who come to Swami after Mahasamadhi and never see Swami before. And Swami threw his hand to draw this beautiful, beautiful Swami portrait by pencil. And we have taken the photo from this Swami portrait to making the basasam tonight in offering to Swami with all our love and devotion. And we only hope one thing. When you receive the basasam tonight of the Swami photo, peace is all the love and blessing of Swami. We really hope you can feel the presence and also the blessing and the grace from Swami. Without the blessing of Swami, it will never happen. It's never. Swami, even we cannot see your physical form here, but one thing we are very sure, you are sitting here with us, peace, permitting all your chosen one, merging with all your vibration, not for ourselves, but only for your side mission. And you said, you don't need us to be the best, but you want us to do the best. Swami, we promise you, we will do the best and to be your dear one and make you to feel proud of us. Swami, we all love you. And Swami, I love you. Jai Sairam.
Brothers and sisters, the lotus is an important symbol of purity for the Chinese, whereas the lantern signifies brightness and prosperity. Now, we shall have a Chinese lotus and lantern dance by the youth from Malaysia.
兄弟姐妹, 在中华文化里, 莲花象征纯洁, 处依泥而不染, 灯笼象征光明富足。 现在, 让我们观赏马来西亚青年所呈现的舞蹈, 莲花舞和灯笼舞。
thousands of years ago in ancient China, the sage Confucius said that you can govern a country without soldiers, but you cannot govern a country without virtues and human values. Since then, Chinese philosophy has been defined by 8 cardinal virtues based on his teachings.
几千年前，在古代中国的儒家圣人孔夫子说，治理国家无需一兵一卒，但是道德和人类价值却是不可缺少的。从此以后，中华民族一直以儒家思想的霸德为传统的价值观，传承到今天。他们是
孝、filial piety, reverence and loving care of parents and elders,
悌、
sibling harmony and brotherhood,
忠、
dedication and loyalty,
信、
trustworthiness, integrity and honesty,
礼、
propriety, politeness, good conduct and good manners,
义、
righteousness, sacrifice and selflessness,
廉、
honor and incorruptibility,
慈、
discrimination and a sense of shame. 。For this year's Chinese New Year celebrations, we have chosen the theme Integrity, Foundation for Life, based on the 4th value, which is integrity.
本年度的新春庆典选择了霸德、孝悌、忠信、礼义廉耻中的第四个价值观信，主题是以诚信为本。
And the highlight of this evening is a drama entitled Integrity, the Foundation for Life.
这个主题将由今天的重头戏话剧演绎出来，题目是以诚信为本。
You sent for me, Your Majesty?
Yes, Chief Minister. I want to discuss a very important matter with you.
Command me, Your Majesty. Your orders will be carried out immediately.
You know that the Empress and I have reached an age where we cannot have any children. The court physician has confirmed it. There is no option but to choose a successor from amongst men outside my lineage.
I understand your anxiety, Your Majesty. What do you have in mind?
Since we have to choose an outsider, we must do so in a wise manner so that we have the most suitable man in the entire empire to succeed me. I want all unmarried men between the ages of 23 and 28 to come forward.
That will be such a large number, and choosing from them will be an impossible task.
I appreciate the enormity of the problem. I propose that the selection be carried out in stages. The first stage should be a physical fitness test. The next should be a mental fitness test. I do not want it to be an intelligence test. Intelligence should already be a characteristic of the chosen one. The man must have mental strength and endurance. He should be able to withstand sustained mental stress. And the last one should be a personality test to bring out a man's nature and especially his leadership qualities.
And how do you want to do the final selection, Your Majesty?
You whittle down the number to about 100 candidates. Then I will give them a test to make the final selection. The nature of the test will be a secret for the time being. I want you to make 3 separate teams to devise the tests and conduct them.
That is an ingenious and interesting method you have devised, Your Majesty. Only you could have worked out such a plan. Ingenious, really ingenious. I shall get to work on your plan immediately.
My chosen successor will then be put under rigorous training with each minister in order to learn all aspects of administration of the empire.
Your Majesty, that will take care of the theoretical training.
You know that the governor of Manchuria has been requesting me to relieve him because of old age. I will make the chosen one to succeed him as governor and see how he functions. Then I shall decide when to hand over the empire to him. That will depend upon the progress he makes.
Mother, the emperor has issued a royal command that he's going to choose a successor from among the young men of the empire. All unmarried young men between ages 23 to 28 are to go to the palace tomorrow.
Shall I pack your clothing for you, son?
No, mother. What is the point of my going? I don't stand a chance. Besides, I do not want to be an emperor. I'm quite content to be what I am.
If the emperor has issued a royal command, then you have to obey his orders and go. As a loyal subject, you must do what the emperor wants.
All right, mother. I shall do as you say, but I have no desire to become an emperor. In fact, the very idea scares me.
Have a safe journey, son. God's will must prevail.
It will be as you say, mother.
Have you back, son? Why are you looking worried?
Mother, you won't believe it, but I have passed the first two tests.
Son, how did that happen?
I think because the others were anxious to do well and create stress for themselves. I was quite calm. I answered questions as I felt light before bothering about what impression I was creating.
Now, it is time for you to take the third test. Go and enjoy yourself. And don't overreact. And don't worry.
Mother, I think this time I will not make it. There are so many smart and capable men competing together.
Have a safe journey, son. God's will must prevail.
It will be as you say, mother.
Terrible, son. Is anything that matter?
My worst fears have come true. I have passed again. I have no desire to go anywhere. All I want to do is to continue to look after you and go on helping the poor and the needy. Now, only about 100 men are left in this competition.
So, what happens now?
Mother, the emperor is going to give us a test personally 3 days from now.
What sort of test is that?
Nobody knows, Mother. We will only come to know when we come up before the Emperor. I am puzzled. We all are.
Have a safe journey, son. God's will must prevail.
It will be as you say, Mother.
I am now going to give you your final test to see how sincere and ingenious you are. In this beautiful vase before me are flower seeds. I want each of you to come up one by one and take one seed from the vase. You may start now. Exactly 6 months from now, you will come back here with your flower pot, the one with the best flowering plant will be the winner. You may go now. I don't know what is wrong. It has been 1 month since I planted the seed and it still has not sprouted. I checked with all my friends who were given seeds. All their plants are growing well.
Don't worry, son. You are working with sincerity and honesty. What more can one do? You have been the best son that a mother can have. You are kind and generous and ever willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, 3 months have passed and my seed has not even sprouted, while all the others have healthy plants. What can be the reason? I'm doing all that is possible. Is God annoyed with me?
No, son. God can't be annoyed with you. He is an ocean of compassion. He will do only what is best for you. And son, since you did not want to win, why are you worried?
Mother, I don't mind losing at all, but not in such a shameful manner.
Have faith in yourself and don't change your ways no matter what happens. I believe in you.
Mother, it is so comforting talking to you. It fills me with courage. Mother, tomorrow we have to take our pot to the emperor. All the others have plants with beautiful flowers, but for me, my seed has not sprouted. I feel ashamed to take my empty pot. I don't want to go, but I guess I have to. But I dread the derision and scorn of others.
Participants, please bring the flower pots and lay them on the big table over there. Our emperor will come and inspect them soon.
It belong to? Step forward. Come up to me, son. Don't be afraid. What is your name?
Your Majesty, my name is Chang.
All of you behold your future emperor. Let me tell you the reason. I gave all of you boiled seeds which could not have sprouted. Except this young man. All of you cheated when you found that the seeds were not sprouting and substituted them with seeds obtained from elsewhere. Only Chang
exhibited honesty and sincerely tried his best to make his seed sprout. He alone is fit to be the next emperor.
Violence. order will ring. This day of Chinese New Year, by Thy grace we gather here to share with all from far and near a joyful Chinese New Year. We, your children, wish Swami a very happy New Year. For a dawn of spring, joyously to sigh we sing, our thanks for His blessings, and a new year to begin. To this land come good tidings, through this land laughter will ring. This day of Chinese New Year, by Thy grace we gather here, to share with all from far. A joyful Chinese New Year. We, your children, wish Swami a very happy New Year. We, your children, wish Swami a very happy New Year.
让我们舞蹈一阵再让再让再让再让
让我们舞蹈一声唱
长长地流，这个世界是多么美妙。
爱云轻轻地飘，心随长长地流，这个世界是多么美妙。
鸟儿自头啼叫，花儿匆匆绽放，这种景象是足以炫耀。
Oh, Mangala Aarti Ambuko, जय